One of the measures that was discussed this week and then also third read sent to the House is Senate Bill 612, which deals with illegal reentry.
Yes, it does. And it's about those folks that are here without any authorization illegally here in the states. But it's not just that they're here illegally. It prescribes state action if they are discovered here in Missouri and have committed either a misdemeanor of assault, either in Missouri or some other state, or if they've committed a felony in Missouri or some other state and have been deported and then have re-entered the U.S. and showed up in Missouri. And if we discover them, then the legislation known as Senate Bill 612, if it passes the House and is signed by the governor, would make that a Class C felony for having re-entered. There was a lot of floor time used up because some of those who are much more liberal regarding the importance of borders and the importance of the security that we have there and the protection that we should have by the federal government, but sometimes in the state we find out we have to exercise the authority that we have to try to protect our citizens, simply don't want that to happen. I'm sure most of the listeners have heard the term alien being described as something that's negative and is improper, when in fact, if you look at the definition of alien or if you look at even the historic context, it's an alien just means there's someone who isn't there under the authority of the state with the proper authority authorization of the state. And so an alien doesn't mean a little man from Mars. It means someone who is not American, pure and simple. Of course, there's also a great deal of discussion about how we classify them as illegal. People want to use the word undocumented. So they're an undocumented immigrant or an undocumented alien. And one of the problems with that is, of course, an immigrant is someone who's here legally. I mean, that's what an immigrant is. It's someone who has come into this country and they're now here legally. They're an immigrant. So they're not really immigrants when they're here illegally, and they're not really just undocumented. That would be like if someone snuck into a movie theater or a drive-in theater without a ticket, you'd have to say, well, are they just undocumented or are they illegal? And to me, that's a pretty easy answer. So Senator Cunningham was the author of that bill, and he felt like that this was something that was important to the protection of our citizens in Missouri. If those folks are here and they committed an act of assault, or if they've committed some other felony and then re-entered the U.S., then they would be guilty of this crime, and we would be able to turn them over to ICE, the Immigration Services, and then they would have to address this Class C felony.
This week also, the only constitutional mandate for the legislature was taken care of, and that is passing a budget that now goes to the executive branch.
That's right. As we did last year, we accelerated the budget process, both in the House and in the Senate. We wanted to be able to send this budget to the governor. If the governor does find items in there, he has the authority to line item veto the budget, and if he vetoes items that we disagree with him on, then we have the opportunity to override that veto. If the budget was later, then that would have to wait until veto session in September. A lot of things can happen between now and September. A lot of money can be spent. A lot of debt can be incurred. And that was something that 2 years ago we decided, we being the legislature, not just the Senate, decided that we wanted to accelerate this process so that constitutionally the governor would have to respond to this budget before we left session, before we adjourned for the year from the normal session. We accomplished that last year. We had to override a number of his vetoes last year. We will hit the budget on his desk again this year, such that if there are vetoes, we will have an opportunity before we adjourn on the 13th of May to override those vetoes. And that is a lot of acceleration for the process because there's a lot of work that goes into the budget. And so I'm pleased to say that we were able to pass the final compromise bills. The budget is done first by the House. It's sent to the Senate. The Senate then does our budget, which doesn't usually agree exactly with the House budget. Most of those budget bills then go to conference committee, and then those conference committee reports have to come back to both houses. They have to pass in the House and then pass in the Senate once they passed in the House. The House passed all those compromise bills today, and we passed all of them, the conference committee reports, and now the budget will go to the governor.
One of the aspects of the budget for this year is the supplemental budget that was passed before work started on the fiscal year 2017 budget. And part of, or a similar feature rather, in both budgets is a dramatic increase in the spending on Medicaid in Missouri.
That's right. The supplemental budget is largely, almost entirely, made up of making up funds for Medicaid. It's the largest supplemental budget, I believe, in the history of Missouri. I know it's certainly been the largest since I've been in either the House or the Senate, and those budgets are bigger than they used to be. And so I'm confident that there was never a supplemental as large. It's over $450 million that the governor has asked for in the supplemental, and that's having cut back the supplemental budget from the governor's ask. The Medicaid growth this year, just with the extension of the program, no expansion at all, the growth in Medicaid consumed more than the growth in the economy. And so the legislature had to actually come up with the money to fund that growth and some additional money that then had to come from other places in order to supplement the revenue growth we experienced in Missouri, which was over $300 million. Supplemental, most of that expansion was the Medicaid growth. I don't know how this happens, how a governor can spend so much money that wasn't in his budget that he has to come back with that size of supplemental. What you'd like to see happen is that the budget that is prescribed either see the growth in revenues that exceeds your forecast or potentially not spend all the money that you budget. And when that's the case, then that money, whatever is not spent or growth that wasn't consumed, could be used for a supplemental. If there are other things that then come up later, if there are unexpected things that happen, those can be in the supplemental budget and it can be funded. But when we're in the kind of situation that we were this year, we're consuming every bit of growth from the state on one item, and that's Medicaid.